You're listening to Pastor Larry Lee from The Gathering Place in San Bernardino, California.
desire to seek the happiness of others with the same zeal that we seek our own. That's pretty sobering when you really think about that, isn't it? That we're called to seek and desire to seek the happiness of others with the same zeal that we seek our own happiness. But if you take this command seriously, it is so contrary to our natural inclinations that it seems like it would be almost utterly impossible. That I should get up every morning and feel concerned for your needs. this morning. It kind of makes the second part of verse number 16 a command instead of a promise. But in all of the translations, especially like the NASB, the New American Standard Bible, it says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh." So the first reason why we should walk by the Spirit is that when we do, the desires of the flesh are cut off or they're overcome. I have the power to do it. I remember first being a Christian, and Whether you are involved by the Spirit is not that you have no bad desires, but that you are verse 3 and 4 says that God gave him sin in the flesh in order that the just requirements of the law might be fulfilled in those who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Therefore, not being under the law does not mean that we don't have to fulfill the law. It means that when we're led by the Holy Spirit or by the power of the Holy Spirit, the local motive of God, the Spirit of God, that we're going to cruise down the tracks of the law as a joyful way of life. It will never seem as something that is a burden to us. It'll seem like something that is joyful. And as we're walking down in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit, then we don't have to try to win this battle against the flesh in our own strength and our own energy or anything else. So when we're led by the Spirit, we're not under the punishment or the oppression or the opposition of the law because of what the law requires. The Spirit produces in us, when we're led by the Spirit, the Spirit produces in us love. Okay? Love. Notice verse 22 again. The first and all-encompassing fruit of the Spirit is love, which verse 14 says fulfills the whole law. You see how important it is to walk in the Spirit, to yield to the fruit of the Spirit, let it bear that out in your life. Because when you have love, then all of the law is fulfilled. Alright? And to confirm that, this is just how Paul was thinking. He ends this list of the fruit of the Spirit in verse 23 with these words: against such, there is no law. In other words, how can you be under the oppression or punishment of the law when the very things the law requires are popping out like fruit on the branches of your life? You're losing that old man. The fruit of the Spirit is replacing all of those sinful desires, and you're overcoming the lust of the flesh and all of those things. So the second reason why we walk with the Spirit is really the same as the first. Verse 16 says, but because you get victory over the flesh, when you walk by the Spirit, you're going to conquer temptations in your life. Verse number 18 says, good, because then you're going to be free from oppression and the punishment of the law, because the fruit of the Spirit produces love, which fulfills the law. And then also, the Spirit is the fullness that overflows in love. Therefore, it conquers that void, that emptiness in our lives that sometimes is there, that's driven by the flesh, and it spills out in acts of love which fulfill the law. So how do we walk by the Spirit? Well, that's the $60,000 question. All of us have heard preachers say, well, let the Spirit lead you, or allow the Spirit to control you. And by the way, somewhat puzzled as to, well, what does that really mean practically? How can I really apply that in my life? How do you allow the Spirit of God to control you? I want to try to show you the answer. If you allow the Spirit to control you by keeping your heart, and this is the answer. Thank you.